So how does it feel to be on the indie scene after the Mae Young Classic?
I mean, I guess it pretty much feels the same. I'm still doing what I've always done, but I've definitely gotten a lot more recognition. I think when the fans come up to me at the merchandise table, it's always the first thing they say, just because, you know, it's so recent, and it was such a huge deal. I mean, the first ever all-women's tournament in the Mae Young Classic. It was an honor to be a part of it, and, the fans seem to really support it.
How did it feel to be invited?
Oh, my goodness. Literally, they picked very few girls,
mm-hmm.
and I was one of them. So it was amazing to be included. It's been what I started 7 years ago, and I put in a lot of time and effort. And so I'm glad to get the credit that I feel like I deserve.
How did it feel? I mean, because I remember you when you were on Impact and things like that.
Uh-huh.
How did it feel to make that jump from Impact to the WWE? Like, what were some of the differences for you?
The thing is, and maybe not a lot of people know this, but before I ever did my one-year contract with TNA Impact Wrestling, I actually wrestled for WWE NXT. I wrestled against Charlotte, and that was one of her, you know, first handfuls of matches on TV. And so we had a match. So I've already been, you know, at NXT. Did my year at TNA and then did the indies, and every once in a while would still appear on NXT mm-hmm. from time to time.
Yes.
I've done a lot of whatever opportunity presents itself, I've tried to take advantage of that.
Mm-hmm.
Ultimately, I know where I want to be, and that is full-time with the WWE. So I guess that time will tell.
What do you think you have to do, like, with yourself to get yourself to that spot in the WWE on a permanent basis? Because, I mean, you do so many things great. People love you. You have a fan base on social media.
Yeah,
you get it done in the ring. So what else do you think you have to do?
Maybe just not eat so many brownies? I don't know. I'm just kidding. Totally kidding. But I do eat a lot of dessert. But, you know, I think it's just a timing thing. And if they see what everybody else has seen in me and what I see in myself, then it'll hopefully be sooner rather than later.
What do you think makes you different from all the other women that are out there now?
I am the modern day Wonder Woman. I feel like a good representation of any company that I work for. I think that's why I've been the champion of so many companies. I'm a good person in and out of the ring. Great role model for young kids. I love what I do. I'm very passionate, not saying everybody else isn't, but I feel like I'm a total freaking package.
Mm-hmm. What do you think is the hardest part about being a woman in the wrestling industry?
Honestly, I think from time to time we're underestimated, but who cares? I think that's such a great feeling when, first of all, I'm not bad looking, right? So
I'm married, so I can't say
okay,
yes.
Okay, yeah, don't.
So I'm nodding my head.
That.
I'm not saying which direction I'm moving my head in.
Don't say it.
Okay,
so,
good.
So automatically, especially in my earlier years, it's like, oh, well, she's a pretty girl. She's not going to be able to wrestle. But then, you know what? That's okay. Underestimate me, because when I go into that ring and you're thinking like, oh, this is just going to be a cat fight, whatever, and then I prove all those people wrong, that is such a good feeling to me. So I guess just being underestimated, but who cares?
Who's a wrestler that inspires you that people wouldn't expect?
I talk about him on every interview I do, and one day I'm going to be on his podcast, Stone Cold Steve Austin. I don't know. He's always been one of my favorites, and talk about him all the time. One day I'll be on his podcast.
Last question.
Mark my words. Stone Cold, call me.
Last question. Yes. Why wrestling? I mean, like you said, you're a good-looking woman. You said it, not me.
Yes, wife. I said it. He didn't.
You can do anything that you want. So why this?
And you know what? I've done other things. I've done dance. I was a cheerleader, and I feel like I can find joy in anything I do. But I grew up with wrestling. I from the first day of training, even to this day, I have such a love for it and a passion for it. And so I feel like it will forever be a part of me.